Welcome back to the DVM Academy podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating article that frames the recent crypto downturn not as a collapse, but as a necessary purification. The title says it all: The Great Deleveraging, How Crypto's $1.1 Trillion Purge Signals the End of Speculation and the Dawn of Institutional Dominance. It essentially argues that Bitcoin is resetting and is now set to discover new price highs.
That's right, John. For Bitcoiners, the last year has been very interesting. A unique year in many ways. The central thesis here is that the massive market purge we've seen, the $1.1 trillion drop in total crypto market cap this past month, was less a crisis and more an essential, healthy deletion of risk that had built up during the latest bull market.
That's right. Some are calling it the Great Deleveraging. What are some of the reasons for this reset?
As ever, several things are occurring at the same time. Let's break down the reset part first. What exactly was purged, and how does that set the stage for a recovery?
It was a massive leverage cleanse. During the 2021 bull run, the market was flooded with speculative froth. You had unsustainable high-yield platforms, highly centralized lenders operating with little transparency, and retail traders using overly aggressive leverage. When the market finally turned, the high rates coupled with the collapse of major entities like Celsius, Three Arrows Capital, and Luna triggered a cascading series of liquidations. The term used is deleveraging. It implies that the systemic risk was rooted in debt.
Exactly. That $1.1 trillion decline wasn't just people selling their Bitcoin. It was the unwinding of complex, interlocking debt structures that had built up over time. The market essentially flushed out all the weak hands, the bad business models, and the overleveraged risk. The result? Bitcoin is now trading with far less debt and more conviction. It's moved from a leveraged casino to a cleaner store of value proposition. That's the core of the reset.
Interesting. Okay, next up we have the end of speculation and a new dawn in the industry.
Correct, and that leads perfectly into the second part of the thesis. This purge signals the end of speculation and the dawn of institutional dominance. How does cleaning house lead to institutional interest?
Well, institutions, think pension funds, wealth managers, massive endowments, hate two things: operational risk and regulatory uncertainty. The previous environment, dominated by retail hype and sketchy lending platforms, was a minefield. The deleveraging effectively paved the road for institutional entry in three key ways. First, we have risk reduction. The risky centralized intermediaries are largely gone or significantly weakened. The surviving entities are more focused on compliance and segregated assets. Next, price floor. The shakeout pushed Bitcoin prices to levels that are attractive entry points for long-term investors who measure success in decades, not months. Significant amounts of OG Bitcoin, accumulated at sub $5,000 per coin levels, is also now out of the market. A new floor at $100,000 plus levels is now in. And finally, regulatory clarity. Crucially, the spectacular failures like FTX accelerate the demand for clearer regulation. Institutions thrive on regulatory clarity, and a cleaner market makes it easier for regulators to step in and set sensible guide rails.
It has. The argument is that the next wave of capital won't be from individual margin traders looking to get rich overnight. It will be from institutions viewing Bitcoin as a legitimate, non-correlated asset class. These players are too big to be affected by the typical retail-driven hype cycles, and their persistent, long-term buying pressure will establish higher price floors and eventually drive Bitcoin to ongoing all-time highs. So, to summarize the core message, the reset was the great deleveraging, purging the $1.1 trillion in debt and removing legacy speculative risk.
And the setup for the coming year for new price highs is the subsequent market transformation, ushering in the dawn of institutional dominance, which brings stable, deep capital that will replace speculative froth as the primary price driver.
A necessary pain to build a stronger foundation, as long-term members and Bitcoin holders in the DBM community have seen before. Our strategy of consistent DCA, self-storage, and sensible leverage toward reallocation remains intact. as does our conviction in the fundamentals as to why BTC exists as an asset and its ability to be the escape hatch away from the fiat system, even with this new era of institutional adoption now upon us. Remain focused on self-custody as the foundation of your business. This next phase of digital asset adoption and management should see a much easier pathway to gradual price discovery and consistent reallocations en route to our goals.
That's right. Well done for staying the course, folks. As ever, education and support is a crucial part of your success. We will see you in the DBM Wealth Builder Series for ongoing insight and best practice as your digital business grows in tandem with this powerful asset class. See you next time.